Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone, welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with Aaron and Hugo. Whoop, whoop. So, Hugo, you just passed me your phone.
Yeah.
It's a picture of you and me.
Judge Rinder and...
It's not Judge Rinder. It's not Judge Rinder. It's... I've had a spray tan. I've had a spray tan.
But you had a few.
I've had a few spray tans there. I've honestly had a few spray tans.
Mate, you look about 60.
Oh, wow.
60 old legend. Yeah, 60 old legend. So there's a picture of me and Hugo and I, and then Alex Mitten looking sober with Hugo. We're at the bridge in Oxford. Can we steal these from you?
We're going to put them on our
social media. Go to our social media, at Private Podcast. Go and check them out with that.
Memories.
And where's our picture together? We never do that.
Unfortunately, did you come to Birmingham?
I did go to Birmingham, yeah. Where the hell were you?
I must have missed that one.
Yeah. I've got to shout out Mitt, actually, because you actually, when I said I went to Lord's Honor, Mitt invited me to the VIP bit and you give me your drinks for the whole night. Jamie didn't do the same, but you know.
That was a Radley boy.
Yeah. Well, now you can do PAs. You can go and do.
I've got some booked in at Bridge. I'm not even lying.
We'll
have to queue up for you this time. Can I get free drinks?
I'll sort you out. I got you.
Tables are turned.
So Aaron, I want to know. So, what's life been like having left the villa? So, you come out, you have no idea what's going on in there. You don't have phones. You know, they always say that you can tell the time. You don't know the time or anything like that. You then come out. What's the whole life? What's everything like?
Honestly, I didn't really know what to expect, but I stepped out and you know the show's popular, but you kind of forget, because you're on the show with everyone else, everyone's just normal mates. Yeah. When I'm walking down the street and people are like pointing in my face, oh my god, that's Aaron, they're shocked, and like cabs started pulling over in the street, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? But just for me,
really?
It was a bit nuts. I think because I'm tall as well, and I walk kind of slowly.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's because you're tall, you're a big figure. Mm. So you're quite hard to miss as well. But it is nuts, because also you don't, with all these things, with especially with reality TV, it's so like instant, right?
It's overnight fame.
Yeah. And you don't get told how to deal with it or anything like that. And there's a lot of pressure, especially you come out and you get your phone and you suddenly have 500,000 followers or whatever it is. Is that nuts to deal with?
I mean, it is a bit crazy, but at the end of the day, look at your phone screen and it's a number.
God, he's so chill. Stop being so chill.
It's a number, isn't it? Honestly, I was like, decent.
And then I just look at my bank account. It's just a number.
It's a pretty big one.
If
that number was the sale.
Yeah, right. Literally.
I'd be bouncing. You know what I mean? Give me a couple of months. But the Instagram one at the moment doesn't mean too much.
Yeah.
Give me a couple of months.
But it is interesting. I always think, because it is, he goes, it's overnight fame. And I think sometimes that is, that's a hard thing to deal with, because you go in normal and then you come out someone completely different. Have you guys stayed in contact with people in the villa as well? Because you guys are obviously really close, right? Super close. Who else are you buddies with?
I've seen a lot of Sharon.
Yeah.
Like, I did a PA in Reading.
You've done a PA as well?
Yeah.
How was it?
I loved it.
Really?
They were like, and Aaron's here. And I was like, oi!
Yeah. Oi!
someone came and I was like, yeah, sweet, it's decent.
Oh, I wish I was there. Sounds fine.
Yeah, it was jokes. So then Sharon was like going back to Oxford on the train, and on the train you pass through Reading, and like a couple of the fans were like, oh my God, Sharon, Aaron's here. And she was like, what are you talking about? She was like, no, Aaron's in the Q Club tonight. Like, you got to come. And she was like, Aaron doesn't do PAs. He's not going to be here. So she called me. She was like, Aaron, are you in Q Club? I was like, yeah, we need to make some cash. And yeah, she was just like, yeah, cool, I'm outside, I'm coming. And she just joined as well. I was like, yeah, sweet, come on.
That's amazing. Yeah, have you done a PA yet?
I've had some offers to PAs, but I think I'm only going to do them if they like mean something to me. So like my university clubs and things like that, because really? I'm trying to do the whole sport, health, fitness thing.
Oh yeah,
if I'm
of course.
Out,
oh, yeah.
Giving it that one, it's probably not the best
it's
look.
Not, it's not the good. And to
you,
all
didn't,
like,
you didn't adopt that, did you?
I did not adopt that. No.
Tried any city possible. Yeah, yeah.
I was meant to be doing the sports, health, fitness thing as well, but now I'm like,
sports, health, fitness thing wasn't around when I was like that age, I don't think. No one cared about.
You're not that old.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
you're going on like your ancient.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yes. I look really young. But no, but when we started, because for all you listeners, a PA is a personal appearance. And basically what happens is you get paid money to go to a club and basically wave and get drunk. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
And we did a lot of those in our younger days, and like a lot of them, like we were doing like 4 a week, 5 a week back in the day, and it was at the beginning it was like super fun, but then the thought of having to go to,
it was funny because in the early days all your mates would come with you, and it like you'd almost like have to like say no to people, and then like 5 years in you're like, please come somewhere.
Then your mates had jobs,
you're literally, you're literally going to your families. Yeah. I know we haven't spoken in 10 years, but I'm going to Ipswich.
And also, guys, what we got to mention is Love Island. Well, we recall this, Love Island final was last night.
Two nights ago.
And Millie and Liam, they were the winners.
Yeah.
Thoughts, Aaron, thoughts?
Thank God.
Really, thank God?
They deserved it, yeah. Like, I know everyone loved Chloe and Toby, and I loved them as well. They were jokes. Like, they're both just Muppets. They're so jokes. But, like, in terms of someone that actually had a real connection, I think Liam and Millie had the most genuine one, and they were like,
so theirs is real.
Yeah, like, proper.
Really?
It's so natural when they talk to each other. Like, they didn't get much airtime early on because they just spoke about like normal couple stuff rather than drama and like all this and that, because they just got on so well. So yeah, it was really natural.
So Liam, when Liam walked in, everyone was like, oh God, he's hot. Yeah. And all the boys were like, oh, that's a bit of competition for us there. Because he was like this very... So there are genuine connections which have come out of the villa. Are there any connections which aren't surreal?
Ooh.
That's a big question.
Is that a big question?
I don't know.
Maybe in your opinion, maybe you can't answer. And if you can't answer it,
I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next month, 2 months. Because obviously you're now in the big bad world.
Yeah, there's not that kind of
clubs,
thing.
Clubs, PAs, things happen. Like, I guess this will be the... I know everyone talks about tests on the show and I hate it, but this will be the biggest test for the couples, won't it? Because there's a lot of people out here.
Who's the couple? I've just got a name. And they were together for so long. They're doing so well. And then...
Oh, Jake and Luke.
Yeah. What happened there?
The pressure of everyone else just seemed to just...
Is that what it is?
Destroy it. Yeah. It was like a little bit... It was like a couple of opinions, or people saw it as like the nation's opinions, and it just ruined them.
Mm.
So I was like, if they can get ruined that quickly... You said months. I was thinking like, let's see what happens in the next 2-3 weeks, because it could get a bit rowdy.
This is... Explain to us. So what happened? So they were pretty solid. They were going strong. And then they saw comments from the outside world, or
there was that movie night where they praised things that happened in Qatar. I think that was probably the start of the end.
Yeah, but then also the one where Jake, on like the third day of the show, he was like, oh, like I like Lib, but I don't want to rip her clothes off at the moment, so I'm a little bit
kind... Dude, that is crazy. My God.
But obviously it's chat with the boys.
Yeah, I know, but then, like, and then it's edited in a certain way and it's brought back. I think it's a really tough environment to have a relationship. Who out of the Love Island past have stayed together in relationships?
Apparently, from the winter one, most of those couples are still together. So like Luke and Shanice.
Paige and Finn.
Yeah, the winter one was a big one though, wasn't it? Did you watch the winter one? I didn't watch that. No. I didn't check out the winter one. Is that really bad?
I think because of COVID as well, they had a bit of a nightmare afterwards.
Really?
Things, yeah.
But I think it's hard when you go into a reality show like that and you're kind of forced with each other and things like that. I think it's a really tough scenario to then keep a relationship afterwards. Yeah. I think, especially as you said, you with all the press and all the pressure and things like that. And it's quite hard to go back to normal life. Like you were a teacher.
Yeah.
Before this, are you going to go back and be a teacher?
So, I was in my training year last year at Exeter. Sure. So I had placement school. So I wasn't actually employed. And then because I went on the show, I didn't apply for any jobs. Mm. That was another misconception. Everyone's like, Mr. Hammond quits job to go on Love Island. I didn't quit. It was just
so the press, man. What is like? It's so unfair.
Exactly. And I'd love to stay working with kids in some capacity, but I doubt that'll be in a classroom. It'll probably be more of like an online
being clubs kind of thing.
Being in Chelsea somewhere. in the near future, I don't think I'll be in the classroom. I don't think I can be. I mean, I was half naked on TV all summer. Yeah.
What? Surely that doesn't stop.
Yeah, but we saw everything from him, especially.
did you shag on TV?
No, yeah. I didn't. No.
Did anyone?
Could barely get a kiss, yet and a shag.
Mission
completed.
Game over. Yeah. Promotion accepted.
Yeah. I'm ready to leave.
Did anyone hook up in the villa?
I think they did. I missed
not when we were there, but I think there was an episode where like three couples all did it on one night and it just all happened at once.
They made a pact. They went like, let's all do it.
Well, we aren't there, but it looks that way because it just kind of all happened. Because what are the chances all three couples after what, like 45 days, all just happened to do the deed on one night?
Sure, it wasn't like dominoes. One couple heard, the other couple had sex.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Should we get a bit horny and then the third couple heard it?
I'm just so intrigued. The thing I find so amazing is that you just get no warning. And I said this in the part one, but you go into the villa and you have no idea what the villa is like. And you walk in there and you just suddenly see it for the first time. Firstly, I've been out to the villa because I did After Sun a couple of years ago. It's much smaller.
It's a lot smaller
than you think. Mm. And also then you're suddenly, that first night, right? Because you guys were there first. That first night, how weird is it? And how weird is the first night in the villa?
Oh, like, well, for me especially, because me and Shannon didn't really get along and we both knew it wasn't going to work very, very, very early on.
Why though? What kicked it off?
It was just, first of all, she didn't actually step forward for me. So I just kind of backed myself and I was like,
you said, I'm going to take her.
I'm going to take her number five. I was like, yeah,
come in. Number five.
Literally. They were like, do you remember anyone's names? I was like, no, obviously not. What do you mean? I just got here. Come on.
I love how chilled you can be about it. That is so funny. So then you knew, do you have to share a bed that night?
Yeah. Yeah.
That must be so awkward. I turned around and
I was basically hanging onto the edge. We were basically, but neither of us wanted to touch each other. I was like, I don't touch her just in case she flips out. She's then doing that because she doesn't want to touch me either. I was like, we might as well bloody put a barrier of pillows in the middle.
Oh, it's like, and Hugh, what about you?
Well, you say the pillow wolf thing. I was with Sharon straight away.
She was like, we're going to build a pillow wolf.
Yeah, she literally said that. I couldn't get a word in at the start. I was like, what have I signed up for? I was like in the wrong place. I was like, we get on so well now. But at the start, and she did, I couldn't get a word in. I think we were both so nervous. I was like trying.
It's hard shouting over the wall.
Shutting me down. Yeah.
But also, because you do, because you're in there to probably create airtime, right? And the producers running around and stuff like that. But do you feel like you have to say things for camera, or do you just try as much as you can be yourself during the whole experience? Aaron, what do you think?
I think you just got to be
yourself. I think you just wouldn't care, would you? You'd just be like, I'm just me.
Well, I think you kind of forget because at the time I walked in and I was just like, yeah, let's just do this. I didn't really fancy many of the girls either, so it was a bit like, I was more thinking about that.
That's almost maybe a good thing, because then you're not nervous. Yeah. Like, you're just super chilled with it.
I think I was more just like, bloody hell, come on. It's not my type.
I've just flown.
What is this?
That's the thing, though. The thing is, there's 180,000 people applied this year.
Mm.
So, like, the chance of finding you, your perfect match for love, in five girls at the start is very slim, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I think you just have to not, I don't want to say play the hands, the cards that you've been dealt,
but yeah,
there's only the girls in there that are the girls in there. So I think that's maybe what potentially I did wrong, was that I didn't play the game enough, because really? I was trying to find that. I didn't want the showmance. I wanted an actual romance kind of thing. Mm. And I didn't really want to force it, because yeah. it's on a spectrum, isn't it? It's like being yourself and playing the Love Island dating show, you know? Yeah. So you've got to find that balance of where you feel comfortable sitting and whatnot. And mine was being more myself, because I didn't want to force it. So
what do you guys think about the whole stigma as well towards reality TV and things like that? Like, we did reality TV for so long, but you know, people saying it's this and that and all those different things and social media. Where do you guys stand on that? That's such a big question. I don't know why I've just fired that out.
That's right.
What do you think? What do you think about it?
Honestly, I think that everyone hates on it until they know someone has gone on it or they get the opportunity. Because like, I went to private school, and like, everyone from the school was like, oh my God, no, would you really go on that show? Would you really work on that show? Like, people don't really rate reality TV in that sense. Now that I've come off, I've had messages from all the people I haven't spoken to in years.
Yeah.
People are saying they're my friends to like other islanders when we haven't seen each other in like 4 or 5 years. And they kind of seen the opportunities that you can gain from it afterwards. That's kind of why I wanted to go on the show, to be honest. Really? So I was like, I want to show people that you can create so much more from going on a show like this. It's not just... I mean, people think Love Island is just good-looking people go on the show and just get with each other. Mm. But, like, it's more than that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hugh, what do you think? Do you think the same thing?
I love it. I love reality TV. I've always watched it. Like, yeah. I used to watch you lot. I used to watch, like, Geordie Shore, like, all of it, all the old Love Islands. So I'm a massive fan. So, you know, it keeps me entertained. So I'm kind of here for it.
But. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's... What do you...
I was really nervous about going on because I thought I was going to get rinsed so much by my mates.
That's still the funniest is when we used to watch it back. Oh, it looks so boring.
They used to edit me down.
Have you watched it? Oh,
really?
I've watched
bits, but they used to cut me down so much. I'd literally walk into a scene and be like, hello. Goodbye.
I was really funny in between. We used to shoot the whole because our the way that Made in Chelsea was shot is that you would shoot it sort of 2 months beforehand, and then you would shoot it over how many months? 4 months. So a series of 10 episodes is like 4 months long of shooting.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, it's hectic. Right. So you shoot it for 4 months, and then when the season starts, it's sort of 12 episodes, whatever it is, you're sort of three quarters of the way through. So by the time you finish the season, it's the last episode.
Mm.
And what we used to have to do is every single Monday night, we have to go and do a screening together in a room. And that was the worst thing in the world.
So
it was awful, because you'd be sitting there in the screening and you would know that you would be talking about whoever, or talk about this person, talk about that person.
Oh,
and they're sitting right next to you. And that's what was horrendous for us, is that
fights in the toilets, like girls are just like crying and shit. It was so intense.
Yeah, it was
but they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, of course.
Because putting us together then created
more
like
drama,
more storylines, because shit would happen.
Yeah, because it does. It was hectic. But also for you guys, always think in the video, because you have no idea what's going on. Does that increase your anxiety or anything like that with it? Did you have moments in the villa where you suddenly were like,
probably quite nice not having your phone? I would be saying,
do you ever have moments in the villa where you're like, what's happening on the outside?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Oh, definitely. I think there was one comment went in there. I said the word fake too much, basically, and I got called out by the girls. And at that time, I was like, I'm the worst human in the world. I was like, I'm cancelled. I was like, everything's going to end. I was like, it was tough, because all you know is what happens between those four walls.
Yeah.
And that's all you know at the time. And when you see people get upset with you and react like that, it's like, that's all you know. So you're like, oh, I've really messed up here. And then I'm thinking of the backlash. I was like, my parents going to have to put up with negative press, and I'm not there to fend for myself and all of this and that. So yeah, it can get quite daunting at times.
And then what do you do in there? Do you speak to producer? You say, this is how I'm feeling?
Yeah, they look after you really well, to be fair. There's a whole welfare team. There's psychs. Like, even after the show, there's therapy sessions to just kind of make sure that you're okay. So yeah, they do look after you really well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've come out and people know who you are. You guys been partying?
Yeah.
Yeah? Come on. Here we go.
Yeah, of course.
And you live in London, right?
Yeah.
So, and you moving to London?
I'm in the process of trying to get a place.
Okay, so you guys have been going out, and so you've been going clubbing, and people notice you in clubs. And what else is happening?
Is that has it?
It's busy.
Yeah. What's going on?
Is it busy?
Yeah. You get them people. Everyone, like, most people do know who we are. But then you've also got the people that like to pretend that they don't, because obviously they're trying to do something that they don't want to.
Yeah.
They always seem like, oh, I'm eager fans. So they'll grab you and they'll be like, oh, what's your name? Or something like that. And I'm like, look, first of all, girls
don't know. You know who I am.
All I'm saying is, before I went in there, no girl grabbed me. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But now it happens.
No girl's ever grabbed me. Yeah. I'm really putting myself down today. You meant to pick me up like this.
You get grabbed. Come on,
Come on, give me another compliment. Go.
I'll grab you.
There we go.
I'll grab you, baby.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, what about for you? You being grabbed?
Yeah, I think the funniest line is when blokes come like, oh, can I get a photo of you? My girlfriend loves you.
Yeah.
It's like, your girlfriend doesn't love me. You just want a photo. Like, stop trying to cover it. They're like,
yeah, we had this in Dubai once. I was in Dubai and this guy pulled up and I was with my buddy Spencer and Proudlock and we were standing there and he says, oh, dude, I'd love a photo with you guys. My fiance, she's a massive fan. Can I take a photo? And as he was taking a photo, a car pulled up. And he started to shake. And I was like,
what are you
doing? The guy and his fiance was like, what are you doing? And he went, it's Proudlock. And Jamie. And he went, who? It's the lads, you know. You big joker. Yeah. I felt so sorry for him. So have you guys ever had any wild moments yet coming out of it? Have you had it? Come on. Aaron, you're like, you've had some wild moments. Have you had anything?
Nothing crazy. It's obviously we've only been out a little while.
Yeah. What about you? Get anything at all?
I don't know. It's just I'm used to like small town clubbing, and now I'm like out in all these like
big town
cool, like bougie places. I'm like, what is this world I'm now in? Yeah.
I think the coolest thing. So to all the listeners, what you don't know is Alex and Hugo went to the same school.
Same university, actually.
Yeah. And say, Jesus, they're funny.
And you've done reality TV.
How depressing is your future?
Turn around. Go back to school. Look after the kids.
But you guys now must be legends at Lords Wandsworth. Alex Mitten, Hugo Hammond, and Johnny Wilkinson.
See, that was
awesome. That's it.
You're forgetting Johnny Wilkinson.
Oh, Akin. Yeah, Akin is on
Akinola.
Akin. Yeah,
he's Akin. On the MIC boy.
Yeah, he's on the MIC boy.
Yeah.
He was on the MIC. Akin was there.
Yeah.
Akin's very funny, but when he went on the show, he just like froze up and he just couldn't get his lines out. Like, he was just like, it was too funny.
You guys should
go back.
We should.
It'd be like a hero's welcome.
Well, I know they watch the show because one of my friend's little brother's in Summerfield now and apparently they're watching it every night.
Oh, really?
And still into it. But that used to be my claim to fame. I was like, yeah, Johnny Wilkinson went to our school. Mitten went to our school. I was like, yeah, kind of a cool
really?
School. Yeah, kind of big time.
And they're like, boo.
Yeah. They're like, who? They're probably the same.
I remember when we won the World Cup.
Won.
Johnny Wilkinson kicked the last kick and we were in Summerfield. Oh my God, it was such a moment. It was huge.
And when you kissed Lucy Watson, it was
similar. It was
exactly.
So you guys are now. So all of your old life has now changed. You're now into this new place, and you said you're going to do stuff towards like helping kids and things like that.
Yeah, and like I really want to get into kind of like broadcast as well. So kind of presenting and kind of the sport, health and fitness thing, and the Paralympics happening at the moment as well. So I'd really like to try and promote that and kind of pick that up a little bit. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Don't get into podcasting because then I will start to freak out.
Yeah. But I have mentioned this as well. Is that because you were there's this big thing about you being the first person on, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it a club foot?
Yeah, so I was born with clubbed feet. So
what does that mean?
So imagine that's a foot. Mm. I was born with them kind of basically backwards. So I had 21 corrective operations from the age of 8.
Oh my God.
I was in a wheelchair for like 1.5 years in like year 3 and 4. School was, it was pretty tough growing up. Mm. But it doesn't really affect me now. I just walk with a little bit of a limp, and I've got, on all my photos, everyone always comments like, bro, what? Get off your tiptoes, stop trying to be taller. It's like, I literally can't put my heels on the floor.
Dude,
it's
like, are you serious?
Yeah. But so apparently I was the first disabled contestant. I don't know if that's true, because obviously some people may have had disabilities, but just not spoken about it. But the show didn't actually air anything about it, though, which I thought was quite strange.
Yeah, that's why it was a bit confusing.
Yeah, because the press jumped on it. But then I had conversation with everyone that walked in, because obviously people ask. Yeah. But it never got aired, which was, I'm not sure why.
Okay, so you were born with club feet, but then you have to do the operation later in life.
Yeah, so I had it, I'm really thankful for my parents because they let me have the operations when I was younger. So I don't really remember it that well because I was so young.
Because that technically can't happen sometimes. You can't have it when you're younger.
Yeah, because you have to give permission yourself. So I got to the age when I was like 8 and I was like, right, I want these operations because massive.
Okay.
You have to consent yourself. So...
You have to give consent yourself.
Yeah. My that's the thing. They wouldn't operate on me unless I gave consent. So I had to for the big wheelchair one. That is. Waited till when I was like, I started to realise I couldn't keep up with the other kids in like sports and sports days and this and that and whatnot. So I was like, right, I need to get this done. So,
dude, wait, this is so inspirational. So you were then in a wheelchair for a year and a half.
Yeah, just over
8, 9, 10.
Yeah, year 3 and 4.
Wow.
8 and 9, something like that. So
and I can imagine it'd be strange for the kids to find someone who's in a wheelchair, right? Because they wouldn't understand it being
exactly.
that age.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I still like, wheel myself around and whatnot. And
dude, that's epic.
Yeah. That's why I want to be on the show as well. Be like a positive role model to kind of make it a little bit more mainstream, because 1 in 5 people are born or have disabilities, and that's 20%. That's 14 million out of the 70 million people in the UK. Mm. So, you know, it doesn't really get spoken about a lot. Maybe once every 4 years at the Paralympics, and that's about it. So I'd love to kind of be like, like Dr. Alex did with mental health, being an ambassador and whatnot. I'd love to kind of do that for people with disabilities and kind of be like a young, trendy face, however you want to call it.
Yeah, congrats, like buddy. So, I think that's freaking wicked. Aaron, your turn, go on.
What's your story?
I just want to give something back to the
I'm just messing about. Oh, dear.
No, dude, that's hard.
I'm stuck.
I'm with you, man. Yeah.
To be fair, I was working on starting a skincare brand before I went out.
Really?
I went in. Yeah, I'm starting a skincare brand.
Your skin is glorious. I'm not even joking. Skin is glorious.
My skin used to be terrible for like 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, I had acne, eczema. And so I needed like a
sensitive
thing.
Until you use your new product.
Yeah. I wish. The advert's about to start. But now, and so I wanted to start one so that boys that have like sensitive skin and have eczema and have acne know what to do, what to use. So I was going to do tutorials. I've created the product. And that's kind of what I'm going with mainly. Obviously,
Else. Do you know what? The biggest thing, guys, is that they see good looking people going on a TV show like Love Island, right? Like you two. Mm. And what's so important is that, you know, being confident, it takes work, right? It doesn't have like for you. Well, you obviously weren't like a confident kid because of that thing. And it takes ages to do that, right?
I was this skinny, lanky, terrible skin.
Really?
Guy, my confidence was low. It literally changed when I cleared up my skin. Started going to the gym, and like I'm completely different to what I was when I was 17. Like completely.
Really, and that age is tough, man.
Mm.
That's so how did you get the confidence? How did you do it? So a lot of kids who's listening, right, they're probably feeling the same way.
Yeah.
And the great thing about podcasts, I always say, right, is that no one knows what you're listening to right now. So the people listening right now have no clue. So it's not like watching TV where people can see what you're watching.
Yeah.
So they could be anyone in the world listening. And a lot of guys will listen to this and pretend they probably don't listen to it because, you know, like those guys that come up to us in clubs or whatever.
Yeah.
But what would you say to the young men, like, who need to get their confidence? What would you say to them?
Well, honestly, I got a little bit lucky. I went to uni. I still wasn't that confident, but I was, like, a little bit better than I was in school. And the girl that I met at the time, she saw that I was a little bit insecure about my skin. And I never used to speak about it. My mum used to ask me about it, my sisters, and I just didn't do anything about it. I was just kind of being just a bit naive.
Just,
a bit.
Just closing it, closing
yeah,
just up.
Closing it. Off, which I see most boys do as well. Mm. And she basically got me some skincare stuff, showed me how to use it, and it started to clear it up. And from then, my confidence just started boosting. And I'm not saying to everyone, when you're 16, 17, get a girlfriend, she'll sort you out. But like, I think we just need to normalize it. Normalize
it's a bit of a taboo, isn't there, about men and skincare?
Yeah. I used to be like, oh, I don't need it. It would just, I used to just say, oh, yeah, I'm going through PB. It'll be really? Fine once it ends. It just will end. And I was thinking it got to like 7 years. And I was like, surely this PB thing's going on a little bit long.
Did you break up with your girlfriend when your skin cleared up?
Yeah, went along.
Yeah. I told you I was confident then.
Sorry,
babes. I'm out.
But dude, that from both you guys, that's such a wicked message to give. And also, I always think that you get given a platform and you go on something like Love Island, you get given an amazing platform and doing it for good, right? And actually just putting stuff back out that I think is really important. Because for many years, Mitt, you didn't do anything for good. Well, I did. No, but it's true. And that's what you guys had that opportunity, especially with social media and stuff like that. And we're talking about that with, like, especially with young men at the moment. And I know I bang on about it. I had this thing the other day, right? It's so interesting. Someone saw it on Instagram. You have like 82,000... minutes. Someone said, basically, they said, if you had £82,000 or dollars in your bank account, and every single day that £82,000 just came back, so you could spend the whole thing there, you would spend all of that in one day, and then keep, and you just have the most amount of fun. You have 82,000 minutes in your life, and you really just want to spend all of those minutes just really loving yourself.
Wait, that's how long we live for.
Apparently, it's something like that. Yeah,
82,000.
I think that's right. Is that right, everyone? Maybe it's hours. 82,000 hours.
82,000 minutes, that sounds too short.
Maybe it's days.
That would be really, if your doctor told you you've got 82,000 minutes to live, I'd be like, I'm so confused.
That's not what we're calculating.
Am I around for a while? Or I can't quite work it out.
I feel like it's one of those ones, you know, where you kind of know the gist.
Yes, we got the gist of that, buddy. Yeah, you don't have to put it out there.
It's all right, I do that all the time.
But it's something like you have 82,000 hours. And if you, if is that right, Katie?
What does that have to do with, what does that have to do with being 82k a day?
You work 82,000 hours average.
Okay, so you work. So you're basically working. So you're basically living, right, rather than sleeping. So that for 82,000 hours. So you have 82,000 hours to basically live. When you realise that, you go, shit, that's not that many.
Jaden, mate, it's been a pleasure.
See you next time.
But it's true, when you think of it like that, it's not that long, right?
No, it's not.
And it's so important to live your life. And if you got to the end of your life and you suddenly went, like, did you really, it's so cheesy and it's so lame, but did you really live your life to your fullest? You go, oh, maybe I should have changed that, done that. But actually having confidence and loving yourself and instead of pressing other people's like buttons, liking your own thing, I think is so important. And I think spreading that is a really cool thing. So that was my.
I had this the other day. I'm not even kidding. Okay, I swear to God.
I honestly think I've told you this before. I was looking in the mirror and I was naked with my girlfriend. Yeah, and I was like, I am looking good. And I went poo, and I turned around and my ass is cellulite. And honestly, like I was like, what the hell? And so I got really self conscious about it.
You got a little bit of filler in your ass.
No.
He definitely did.
Just a little touch.
Get that booty.
I have a good butt. It's just
I know, because you put some filler
in my butt. Anyway, don't know where I was going with that. Boys.
Yeah, what was the story then?
Yeah, no, just saying,
be confident.
Be confident.
Be confident. Cares about
cares about cellulite in my butt?
I love it, really.
Yeah, I bet you do. Come on. Boys, listen, it's such a pleasure to have you on. Big fans of yours. I think you guys are going to do some great things. And I just love the fact that you just bring that positivity. I think that is so cool. Honestly, it's so wicked. Go and follow you guys on Instagram. Go to Reading, because that's where Aaron will be if you want to go see him. Just hanging out there.
G-Club, that's the one.
Yeah. Guys, there's going to be some exciting things for your future. I can't wait to see what happens. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational. Ooh. Yeah, go on. Aaron, your turn.
Oh, you, can go first.
This time.
Yeah, you're really trying to kill me. I just think, guys, if you like, go for whatever you want to do. I went to uni, I studied economics. I tried finance, hated it, even though my mum wanted me to do it. And I went into modeling and high-end events against my whole family's will. And look where I am now.
Yeah, that's a nice little bit of bragging. I'm kind of big time now, so I love that. My mum loves it now.
I love that.
Do whatever you can do. Here you go.
That's tough to match. I would say, if you could be anyone in the world, be yourself. And to do that, I believe you're a product of your environment. So surround yourself with your loved ones, surround yourself with your best mates, and lift each other up and just keep being you.
Thank you so much. Everybody, we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.